Yes?
Walter Jenkins, 9-0.
Yes?
Walter Jenkins, 9-0.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a hell of a thing to be taken up with you, but I'm kind of scared to make a decision by myself. They had John Bailey's on the other line. I've just hung up with Tom Penny and Harold Leventhal and Governor Lawrence. They had scheduled their credentials committee in a small room. It holds 300. Joe Rouse raising hell that he can't even get his witnesses in. The television people are raising hell because they'll have to have a pool camera and they want to have separate cameras. And they're trying to pressure them into moving it into the ballroom, which holds 1,000 or more. And my own feeling is that the more you get in there, the more chance you have for trouble.
Yeah, I just told them we couldn't change it.
We don't
have to have an audience.
Well, Rouse says that, that he ought to be able to have the judges see the defendants, and that they're planning to have the defendants in a different room, just tied up by a sound thing.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can have all the Freedom delegation and all the platform committee members, credentials committee, can't you?
No. There's not room to have the regular delegation, the Freedom delegation, and the press, and the credentials committee in this room. And they were going to have only the spokesman for the two delegations. They were going to sit in another room adjacent, the way they had this planned, where they'd be wired for sound, that they could listen. And wow, they claim it just raising hell that he'd got to let them see what clean, upstanding people he's got. I think maybe there's some merit in that, but I would hate for it to get such a big room.
Yeah, I do too.
Now, Bailey says they can police it because you can't get into the building unless you got a pass. And that they could move to the bigger room and put both delegations and whatever the press wanted to, and then just close it off, not let anybody else in. Because the building's not open except the pieces of people that have passes.
Wouldn't you have trouble, though, cutting out if Governor of Texas wanted to come in here?
Yes, sir. You would.
My inclination is to keep it in the room where they are, because I think that Joe Rao would try to storm it and try to have a bunch of applause and like they do in these conventions. That's a communist effort.
That's right.
And I don't think it's up to the individual. They're not going to participate. If he wants to bring any witness in, he can bring him in. But that would be my offhand judgment. Let me ask Jack. They play it up and raise so much hell about it, though. I don't see why, if the Mississippi delegation, when they're being heard, why they can't send in some representatives of their delegation, and why the others have to. It looks like to me that each delegation could have, say, 10 representatives. That'd be 20. Then the press could have their 100 or 200, whatever it is. How many of the press?
Well, they don't know. See, they're just kind of. I'd have to guess at that.
I'd have something else in the ballroom, and I'd have no other room available. I sure wouldn't let them say that you'll have a big stirring up. And I don't know why they can't have three cameras. But it doesn't take much room for three cameras, more than does much for one. I'd try to see if they couldn't work it out some way, could have it, and see if there's some of the credentials committee, why they'd have to be there raising hell. They might get some of them not to be there and make more room. What is their judgment? What does the people like Rents say, and what do people like Moyers say?
Well, I've talked to Moyers. He's not been in on this, but Rents, John Bailey told the press when they were raising hell at television, he said, now, this was a decision of Mr. Rents as convention chairman, and then one of them spoke, Sandy Van Oker spoke up and says, well, I've just come from Mr. Rents, and he says he didn't make it at all. John Bailey says, all right, I've made it then. And he's sort of for leaving it as he is. Tom Finney and Harold Leventhal, I think, are rather for moving it. They think they've been talking to Rao, and they said he's emotional about it and says that this is just terrible to keep his delegation from being in there to witness, and that they ought to have a chance to have their wives who've never been to anything like this before and their children who've come with them. And that, he says that it's going to be awful hard to get them to accept any compromise if we don't let them even see what's going on. Of course, that's part of the strategy, I'm sure.
I'd just tell them you'll think it over and call them back later, that they don't have to do it tonight. They got to
decide. It's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but of course they haven't given a chance to set up. Now, Tom Benny's suggestion was, I'm going to get there about midnight, I guess, was me go right there and take a look at it. I don't know that I need to do that, and I don't think we ought to be making these decisions
here. No, I don't either.
And I told him so, that they ought to make it there. I said, what did Governor Lawrence think? He said, well, Governor Lawrence just says he ought to decide. He said, Governor Lawrence says that nearly everything. He's not very decisive, apparently. And Tom Finney is sort of for moving to the larger room. He thinks they can release it at the door. And
you can't if you got all them and their wives and children in there.
Well, I mean, beyond that, beyond the delegates and their families on both delegations, and keep Mississippi out till they're through with Alabama. And when Alabama leaves, bring in the two delegations from Mississippi.
And, I'd bring in one side and bring in the other.
And we could do that in either event, I guess. But that'd be a better reason for using the smaller room.
Yeah.
All right, I'll...
And then when you get through that, I'd call Clark Nave, get their judgment.
I expect that's already been done, because I told Tom Finney to call Clark from there, because I said Clark will have better judgment than anybody I know, but I'll call him too.
I'm just against it myself. I don't want to be quoted to him,
but
I just know that a smaller one's better. We don't get anything by these agitators.
John will agree with that. He says, I'm sorry to call you and wouldn't if they hadn't already, because we ought to decide this here.
Who said that?
John Bailey. And he's the one's holding on the other line, so.
Who had called? Finney and
Leventhal together. They were kind of, they're the ones that have been talking to Rao, and they were kind of shook up a little bit. Bailey hadn't talked to Rao, so he's taking a more reasonable approach, and he inclines towards the smaller room. Well, let me talk back to him, hold off, and I'll talk to Clark.
I think you ought to call Humphrey, too, and you hang up and say, now, you better get Ruther, and you better get Rao, and quit causing these goddamn troubles, Hubert, because this is going to make a bad convention if you don't tell him to quit doing stuff like this. Now, if you haven't got any influence with any of this ADA crowd, tell us who has. Anything else happened today?
Oh, there's a lot of things, but...
Any troubles?
No. Oh, Jim Rowe called me back a while ago and says, I've been thinking about what you said, and said, I believe that, that the president must have been serious about thinking about my Montana man. And, if he is serious, I think the only one that can get him to do it is a man himself. And he's the only fellow that can. If he wants me to go to work on him, I'll do it. Said, I think you'll have a problem in the campaign and the differences that you've had in Berlin and South Vietnam. And I don't know how you explain that, but I guess you can figure some way to handle it. He said, the only thing wrong with him is there's nothing in the entire record. I mean, it's bad or secretive or anything else that would militate against him. And if he really wants him, I'd like to get to work on his wife, because she is the key, and she would like it, I think, whether he would or not. He says, however, I want you to know that three newspaper men have told me, including Lawrence, what's his name, ABC, Bill Lawrence, that he understands the president has narrowed his consideration down to Mansfield and Humphrey, and said if that comes back, it did not come from me, because it's going around up here, and I want you to know it, that I didn't put it out.
Bobby's doing it.
Doug Wynn called me from up there and said that he's going to talk to his people. He thinks that all of them but a couple will take whatever oaths necessary. And Collins, the chairman of the delegation, has written authority from the governor to take it.
Well, doesn't he think that they're going to go against me in November?
No, sir. He doesn't think so at all.
Mississippi?
Oh, you mean the whole state?
Yeah.
He doesn't know about that. He says these delegates won't. And he thinks if you have three lines on the ballot, with you the only one that Democrat, and the other two split the electors, which you might go with you.
Who are the others going to be on?
Well, it'd be an independent for the independent electors, and we wouldn't know who they'd be for, and the other would be the Republican Goldwater electors.
Okay. All right.
All right, sir.